If we connect a battery across a body, there is a movement of free electrons towards the positive end. This movement of electrons is an electric current. All materials can be classified into three groups according to how readily they permit an electric current to flow. These are conductors, insulators, and semiconductors. In the first category are substances which provide an easy path for an electric current. All metals are conductors, however, some metals do not conduct well. Manganin, for example, is a poor conductor. Copper is a good conductor, therefore it is widely used for cables. A non-metal which conducts well is carbon. Salt water is an example of a liquid conductor. A material which does not easily release electrons is called an insulator. Rubber, nylon, porcelain and air are all insulator. There are no perfect insulators. All insulators will allow some flow of electrons, however this can usually be ignored because the flow they permit is so small, see figure 2.1. Semiconductors are midway between conductors and insulators. Under certain conditions they allow a current to flow easily, but under others they behave as insulators. Germanium and silicon are semiconductors. These are known as thermistors. The resistance of thermistors falls rapidly as their temperature rises. They are therefore used in temperature sensing devices.